How the fuck did you find me?
It's easy when there's nothing else.
An electric hand grabbed Vilas's throat, slamming him into the bar. Vilas struggled, trying to conjure up flames, then failing due to a lack of planar power. He had kept himself drained so as to hide his glowing eyes and keep a low profile. A dangerous gamble that clearly hadn't paid off. Vilas attempted to knee Zraya, doing little more than annoy him. Zraya sneered, lifting Vilas by the throat and slamming him back into the bar. Vilas felt the light fading as his windpipe constricted, until Zraya was sent sprawling by a bar stool.
Fucking Roby. Trying to hit us back, little bitch? Gonna be the last thing you...
A series of lightning punches and Trillo staggering. A flip kick finished the job, sending Trillo tumbling across the floor and smashing into a table. Zraya's hood fell as he landed and turned his attention back to Vilas. Vilas's eyes widened. Zraya had been mechanized. His left eye was replaced with a glowing red lens, housed in a metal socket. Almost half of his hair had been buzzed off, making space for some sort of antenna covering the right side of his head. A long strip of cybernetic modification ran down his jaw to his throat and disappeared under his clothes. His expression was dead cold, eerily fitting alongside the steel in his face.
No more games! No more distractions!
What? No more games? Oh, sore loser!
Unarmed and drained, Vilas did his best to retaliate. The few blows that landed thudded uselessly against metal augmentation, and then Zraya caught Vilas' fist. He stared into Vilas' eyes as metal fingers crushed bones. Vilas swung with his free arm, his knuckles stung as they impacted the steel surface. Zraya barely seemed to notice. Vilas' shoulder dislocated. Zraya twisted further, pushing Vilas to the ground. Zraya stepped on the arm and yanked. Still holding the broken arm, Zraya kicked Vilas over and stomped on his face. Zraya jerked back as a bullet bounced off his metal skull. Trillo was up once more, firing a large pistol. Planar energy surged through Zraya's body, heightening his perception. Time slowed to a crawl as he blocked the rest of the shots with his bracers and metal arm.
No fucking way!
The shots woke the patrons from their stunned silence and sent most of them ducking for cover. The other members of Trillo's gang stood up, drawing firearms.
It's the ghost runner!
Waste that piece of shit!
Zraya charged the nearest thug, tackling him. With a flip, Zraya stood, lifting the man with him and using him as a human shield. Shots came stabbing into the thug. Zraya shifted his weight back, keeping his human shield up as the body went limp. Zraya extended his metal arm outward, and it transformed, his hand reforming into the barrel of a gun.
Oh, fuck.
Shit!
Zraya dropped his human shield and charged.
Oh, God! Where'd he go?
He was everywhere at once, jumping enemy cover and shooting at anything that dared move. He ran too fast to fire on with any sort of accuracy.
There he is, get him!
Volleys of bullets hit everything except Zraya, as the thugs failed to track the purple blur zipping along the floor, walls, and ceiling.
Where the fuck is he, man? Tice! Give me some eyes!
I got nothing, man!
Tice!
I got nothing here!
Thugs dropped like flies, most not even looking in the right direction as they fell to bullets or electric fists.
Help with this!
Please!
Milas, cradling his arm, came up in a crouch. Eyes narrowed, he focused on Zraya, waiting for an opportunity to dash behind the bar. He watched the carnage carefully, spotted a chance, and took it. He almost made it. A spray of bullets tore into the bar, ripping into Vilas as he rolled and landed hard behind the counter.
Fuck!
Vilas!
Throw your grenade, dammit!
Are you kidding? This thing cost 2 T's, man!
You can't spend it if you're dead, you stupid fuck!
As Raya dashed toward the bar, Trillo stood, shooting until the clip was empty.
Like that, bitch? How about this?
Zraya caught the motion of the grenade, and he jumped straight up. A ripple of gleaming metal erupted from Zraya's back. It spun and unfolded rapidly. An armor-plated sphere forming around him before he hit the ground. The metal shell dented the floor as it landed, shaking the ship. The explosion rocked the ship further. The shell containing Zraya was sent rolling like a hamster ball. Trillo kept low as he walked over the broken glass, making his way to Vilas. There was a lot of blood. Vilas's hands were pressed into his gut.
It's the Ghost Runner, and he ain't no fucking ghost neither. This dude's off to shit. I ain't ever seen an arm cannon like that.
Vilas didn't respond. Instead, looking frantically for options, there was a door behind the bar, not too far from where he sat. There was no telling if it was locked or not.
Hey, come on, Vilas. Get ready. I need you to back me when we light this fucker up.
Yeah, no way. We're getting out of here.
What? Ain't no way in hell I'm letting this fucker get off. He killed most of our boys.
Zraya's metal shell retracted, and he was on his feet again.
Another chance! Wake them!
What remained of Trillo's gang opened fire, and the fight reignited.
You just gonna run?
Yeah, for now.
Fuck you, pussy-ass bitch! Those are our boys dying out there!
Trillo reloaded his pistol, stood back up, and started firing.
Suit yourself.
Vilas turned, gritting his teeth as he forced himself up to his knees. If Trillo wanted to buy him some time with his life, Vilas would take it. He shifted over the broken glass and crawled for the back door. More glass exploded overhead, and Vilas glanced back to see Trillo, staggering but not falling, as bullets bounced off his augmented skin.
What is this low-cal pussy shit? I'm asking you, motherfucker!
An explosive shell slammed him against the back wall. More glass rained down to the floor, along with a broken, bloody Trillo.
Trillo, follow me!
Vilas! I can't hear nothing, man!
Vilas shook his head and kept crawling for the door, which was suddenly kicked in. Enforcers armed with assault rifles poured in from all entrances. They took one look at the infamous Ghost Runner, and the chaos renewed tenfold.
Target spotted!
Open fire! Open fire!
It's the Perkins!
I can't fire!
Ma'am, he's not registering on sensors!
Manual aim, FFI, off! Line up a shot and take it!
I can't!
You first! Yeah.
Vilas kept crawling, bumping into shuffling legs and rolling over bodies. Enforcers fell dead, riddled with bullet holes.
West side, there he is!
East side!
No, west!
A body tumbled on top of Vilas, knocking him over and sending him crashing hard onto his broken arm. More pain shot through his body as he rolled the corpse off him.
He's running up the wall! Aim up!
This wasn't working. He wasn't getting out of here alive. Not without help. Vilas gritted his teeth and reached out and grabbed one of the many shuffling feet in front of him. The enforcer knelt down and pushed Vilas to the floor.
Stay down. Play dead.
Oh, I ain't gonna be playing in a minute.
The enforcer took a closer look at Vilas, seeing the substantial blood trail he had left.
Shit.
You gotta get me out of here!
The enforcer looked over the bar, then back to Vilas. Vilas saw the expression on her face, seeing the debate going on in her mind, and made a play.
I gotta see my daughter again. You can't let me die here. Please!
All right. Hold on.
She waved to another enforcer who was taking cover behind the bar, reloading.
Cal! This guy's dying!
What?
This guy's bleeding bad! Get him out of the zone! I'll cover you!
The enforcer named Cal seemed to hesitate, looking back toward the carnage.
Cal!
But our orders were to...
Fuck our orders! Sips come first!
Right! What about that guy?
Cal pointed at Trillo, who was lying on his side, his metal torso torn open and leaking luminescent fluids.
I'll get the cyborg! You get this guy!
A firm hand gripped Vilas's good arm and dragged him to the door. Vilas watched behind him as the other enforcer bent down to grab Trillo. Forced to sling her gun, the enforcer pulled with all her might, dragging the massive cyborg with both hands. As Cal pulled him into the back room, Vilas got another glimpse of the ongoing fight and saw Zraya. Their eyes locked for a brief second, just before the enforcer dragging Trillo blocked the doorway. Zraya's bullets tore into the enforcer, splattering Vilas and Cal with blood. Cal ducked, rolling to the side and out of the line of fire, pulling Vilas with him. Cal's eyes were wide with shock and fear.
Zed! Oh, God!
She's gone!
Zed!
Cover the door!
Zed!
Hey! Come on, snap out of it!
Cal couldn't hear him, transfixed by the sight of his dead team leader.
Zed!
Vilas reached up and ripped Cal's rifle from his arms. Zraya's silhouette appeared in the doorway, right as Vilas started spraying bullets. Zraya dashed back, avoiding the barrage. Vilas snarled through the painful recoil, keeping the rifle leveled, firing bursts to keep Zraya behind cover.
Don't cover us! Just drag me out!
Zraya crouched behind the bar, stuck his gun arm through the doorway, and sprayed blind fire all over the room. Vilas took two more rounds in his legs. A bullet bounced off Cal's armored vest, staggering him and bringing him back to reality. Vilas fired again, desperate to force Zraya back. He worried about his magazine. He had no idea how many bullets this thing held, but there couldn't be many left.
Hey! Wake the fuck up! We need to get out of here!
You have to get back in there. My orders.
That's the fucking Ghost Runner, man. He'll tear you to shreds. Get me out of here. That's what Zen wanted, right? But you're gonna let her death be in vain, man.
Right. Right.
Cal's fellow enforcers were dying, keeping Zraya occupied. Cal lifted Vilas to a sitting position and started dragging him away again. They made it about halfway through the supply room before Vilas caught another blur of movement by the door. A body fell. The body of a fleeing thug.
Ooh, shit, my bad.
Vilas struggled to keep his rifle leveled, ready to fire again, until another wave of enforcers overtook him on either side, charging past them and into the club. He could hear the enforcers in front of him taking casualties. They returned fire, pressing forward into the room, keeping Zraya at bay while Vilas was dragged away. Above the carnage and combat, echoing through the corridors, Vilas could hear a familiar voice.
Fire!